Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host Ivana Ivanek and I'm so excited you are listening today. It has been a while for me since I was sitting in front of a mic and recording for the Online Business by Design podcast. Since winter 2025, I've spent some time in Europe and I was planning to immigrate fully to Curaçao to the Caribbean, the place I call my home right now. And I recorded so much content ahead of time, which was so important because I'm telling you, no matter how often you move countries, which I have done so often since 2018, I always underestimated and I was incredibly grateful to have had content, to have had interviewed incredible guests so I could take my time to settle in. I wanted to say to furnish my apartment, but it's not furnished yet because I was dealing for 2 months straight with bureaucracy, running my business, serving my clients, and also enjoying the island. It's the first time in my life where I personally, and this is a reminder for you, no matter where you are, at what stage of your business, whether you're just starting in the midst of the messiness, if you are very successful and you want to scale, whatever that is that you are currently working on, remind yourself, first of all, how far you've come, and secondly, enjoy what is. You will be in this one moment only one time. And this is something that Curaçao is teaching me, but also as I get older, that yes, it's good to have goals. If you are a high achiever like me, you will always have goals. They will always get bigger, wilder, messier, crazier, riskier. But that one moment in time where you lean back, and which is for me, going that 30 minutes, if only 30 minutes, to the beach, putting my toes in the refreshing water and enjoying where I am, because my dream always was to live by the ocean, so now I'm living it, and there is no way of skipping that pleasure just because we are busy settling, establishing a brand new life, and running a business. And as I was all these weeks sitting in my empty apartment, I did serve clients. And there are conversations that came up that all of them follow one theme. We all have a dream. And most of the people coming to me have a dream. And to keep a long story short, it is all about either financial freedom or time freedom. And then the question is, how? I've got the idea, I know I'm good at XYZ, but how do I get in front of people? How can I build something on my own and leave the corporate world that will become at some point for so many just stagnant? Stagnant in time freedom and stagnant in financial growth. One client specifically that came to me in the last few months asking me, you know what? I do have this idea. I do see this gap in my industry. I do have an incredible solution for it. How do I go about it? And I talked him through the steps how to go about it, how to establish something on the market, which is by, before you create that service, ask your community first. Ask company first. Ask people first whether they even need it before you invest a penny or a second of your time in creating a service or a product. This is rule number one. That also means that you have to have a community, you have to have a network, you have to have places to go where you can ask these questions, where you think people are the ideal client or customer. So now we made that. He did his research. He came back very quickly with results. And this is always something that makes me know that these are the people who will succeed. It is getting as quick as possible from idea to action. because everything is moving so fast currently in the online space, on the market, that we don't have time to sit with one idea for 6 months. Because by that time, someone else will have done it, put it on the market and successfully selling it. I guarantee you that. And then the next question is like, but now that we have established what I'm going to sell, how I'm going to sell it, how do people find me? And of course, my answer is personal branding. Give your name and your face a global stage. That's it. And there are so many benefits to this. As markets are getting more and more saturated, as more and more people are establishing businesses, practically selling the same or similar service for the same or similar price in the same area that you live, then personal branding, your face and your name are going to be the difference. And I just want to give you a few numbers that were established by data to Nielsen, IBM and Brand Builders Group. And they say that overall likelihood to purchase is 63% more likely to buy from a person with an established brand. And that is because people connect with a person, they connect emotionally to you and not just to a logo and to a brand. Because how often have you said to someone, oh my God, I know what could help you and there is this person who does it very well. I don't know her name, but let me look it up on Instagram. How often is this happening? And this is more and more becoming our new normal. Then of course, there is a 7% higher conversion rate than standard corporate channels. And now, hold on. The willingness to pay more increases by 67%. 67% more consumers will spend more if a founder's value aligns with theirs. So people need to know who we are, what we stand for, why we are here, and build that trust with people. And the moment you put out your face out there, your real voice, you as a person in your real environment, you will reach 561% more people than company profiles. And I can guarantee you that because I have companies I'm working for here on the island who are operating behind a logo in the tourism industry. However, every time we put faces, meaning staff or clients that are on their properties or in their businesses consuming their service or their product, the reach, the engagement increases drastically up to viral moments. So, the world wants faces, the world wants to see real people in their real environment, and they want to see our values, who we really are, which also requires vulnerability. So, personal branding is not trying to appeal to a certain target market. This is what we call a niche. But it is more being the person who you are by sharing your expertise the way only you can do it, which requires to take us along on the entire journey of how you got there, telling us your story so people find you. And this is on one hand so much easier and on the other hand so much more difficult, and I will speak about this in a moment. The reason why people connect so much easier to personal brands is because we are all longing for belonging. And that means we all want to belong to a group, to a movement, to something happening in the world that we fully align with. And this can be sometimes one person with a cause, with an intention to make this world a better place. Now, you have to know, while building a personal brand, not every person in your world, on your social media channels, in your database, will become a buyer. it's only 1-2% becoming actual consumers. But your personal brand has not only one goal, to make money, which is essential, but also to make global impact. You will speak to so many people who will never buy from you, but these people are becoming your raving fan club. And that fan club you need, number one, if you build a company and you want to exit the company by selling, you can sell that company and the next day establish a new one because you already have an audience, you have a community, you have a raving fan club. Number two, if something goes astray, you fail a business, you can start the next day again, which I hope you will, because failure is just data that something needs improvement and not that you suck at it. But you already have that fan club, you have that audience. And number three, if you today sell a drink and tomorrow decide to sell shoes, you will have an audience because people decided to follow you, to be in your world because they damn like you, they like the way you think, the way you move, the way you talk, for who you are and how you make them think differently. And this is what personal branding can do for you. It is a business on its own and it's so sustainable and it allows you for pivots, bigger or smaller. And now let me get straight to the problem. What I see, and there is almost no conversation where I can somehow get past the topic or avoid the topic of what will people think of me. So everyone who is working with me or has made the research or has read books or has gathered information elsewhere on how to build a personal brand, every one of you has a strategic plan how to go about it. And 99.9 reasons why people don't do it is not because they don't know how, they don't know what to say, but it is because the moment you switch on that front camera to record something, a reel, a YouTube video, a podcast, whatever you are recording, the piece of content you are creating, you become that weirdo you yourself you are embarrassed about. And I made an observation myself only yesterday when I was standing on a viewpoint with a person that is very close to me, so it's not a stranger. And he says, let me make a photo of you. And you might think I'm the most confident person in the world because I do create content, because I do speak publicly, because I do have my own podcast, because I do appear on podcasts, because I don't mind speaking in public, not at all. But that moment, suddenly, someone asks you to step in front of camera, I became so self-conscious. And this is then where even I started behaving weirdly, highly uncomfortable, standing there like a weirdo on this, at this viewpoint. And I looked at the photos later and was like, oh my God, Ivana, that's not how you look. And I became very judgmental of myself because what I saw in this picture, it's not so much the position I was standing, not so much how I looked. It was like after a full beach day, messy, salty hair, sweaty. But what I saw in these photos is the discomfort that I felt in that moment when somebody make a picture of me, the person that made me so self-aware. And we have that. The moment we switch on that front camera, we become weirdos. We start acting differently. Suddenly we sound scripted. Suddenly we sound, I don't know, as we would be somehow coming from a different planet. If you can relate to this, please listen, because this has nothing to do with your skill. Also, the industry will come in and say, you need to be more authentic. Be more authentic. And then you will need to ask yourself this question, what does that mean, being authentic? Because this front camera is still giving me the ick. I still feel like a weirdo doing what I'm doing. And authenticity is not always something that will drive your brand forward, because we are different people and we are differently authentic with different people in different situations. Like, I'm a different person with my friends and I'm on Instagram, and thank God I am. Because my brand is not about talking silly. My brand is not about dance. My brand is not about hanging out with friends and being social. So honestly, I'm a different person with my friends than I'm on social media, and that's okay. I'm a different person with my partner than on social media, and that's okay. So authenticity is something, yes, it needs it, but I want to define it as such. The way you need to be authentic while building a personal brand is taking the people on the process of you creating and doing something in your real environment while you share the message the world needs to hear. This is authentic enough. And if you want to go a little bit deeper into authenticity, I want to invite you to try to forget that camera that is filming you for a moment. And I will teach you in a moment how to do this the best. And just be the person you are, including your mimics, your gestures. If you're a person talking with your hands, keep on talking with your hands. You don't have to be suddenly this super stiff person with your shoulders high and speaking straight to a camera. If you're someone who loves to express with your body, do that. If you, I don't know, if you're wearing colorful clothes and funny hats and big sunglasses, if that's you, then please do that. This is authentic. This is authentic to you. We don't have to expose ourselves more than we do anyways. Like, you don't have to expose situations that are not relevant to your brand. No one asks you for that. So I am very careful with authenticity. And that weirdo in front of the camera, how to get best past that is to practice looking at you. You're glaring at yourself in that front camera before even recording, before even doing anything. And I'm not saying doing it in front of a mirror, because it has a different effect. Because I have given speeches under the shower and in front of the mirror. Oh my God, so many in my life. And I think they were all dope and incredibly good. But the moment I switch on the camera, everything changes. So the practice needs to happen with your smartphone facing your face and you looking at yourself. Press the record button, even if you never post it. And you know what? Just look at yourself. And let's observe while doing so the person sitting right in front of you without judgment, without looking at the wrinkles, the pimples, the eyebrows, the lips, the hair, whatever you are judging the most about yourself. Let go of it. At the moment we are comfortable with our looks and we accept what we see on the other side, everything will shift, but it will take that practice. Never bypass getting comfortable being in front of camera before you say a word. I know, it's an extra skill that needs to be built, it's an extra practice, adding on to content creation, but honestly, it's gold. One day you won't need it anymore. And the second thing is we need to get past is this fear of being judged by others, the people who don't understand our industry. And I have realized something recently, and this is something that always happens when we move countries, when we change our environment, when we grow into the person we are meant to be. So every time something shifts, a small shift in our identity happens. Suddenly things become clearer. Suddenly we become the bird and viewing everything from the bird view. And we are seeing all the things, meaning where we come from, who we really are. And we need to establish the new becoming, so to say, in our world. And that does something to us people. It literally fucks with your confidence. I'm saying it the way it is. Because I've realized something. The moment I was able to say that I wanted to travel the world, live by the ocean, do meaningful work as someone who helps people, and work from the comfort of my own home with no proper pants on while becoming rich and famous. Sounds wild, does it? The moment I was able to say that and not feel the fear of judgment, everything has changed for me in content creation, in saying what I need to say. And that fear, yes, it comes partly from, you know, what are people think of me kind of thing. Like, you know, all these strangers I don't know, which honestly, there is no point in giving energy to them. But it comes mainly from the point where I knew that growing up as a Slavic woman, I know women in my culture, they get married early, they have children, they cook, they also have a job. It is still a very modern lifestyle. But there is a specific societal structure of how you have to live your life. And I'm 38, I am not married, I don't have children. And I'm living the absolute opposite lifestyle because I don't give a damn to go to an office at 8 a.m. fully dressed, doing the things I don't like to be doing, just to go home at 5 p.m. and dislike my life because I have invested my energy and my time into something that I am not okay with doing. So there was a fear to be judged, and this fear to be judged came from my personal deepest guilt. Guilty or feeling guilty for wanting more that was, and I put this under bracket, meant for me. So the moment I decided what is meant for me and not let my culture identity, my old culture identity, define it, everything has changed. The moment I said, I can value the women I grew up with because they have taught me so much. I can cook. Oh my God, I'm so grateful I can cook, honestly, and I love doing it. I can sustain myself. I can cook for my friends. I can host parties. I love cooking because it's also a form of meditation. I love nourishing my body. Thank you, upbringing. But that doesn't mean just because I can do it, I have to do it on a daily. I don't have to do it for anyone unless I want to. And I can still live in the Caribbean. So the moment you start taking apart your upbringing and that identity that is keeping you from your success, and you start breaking it down into pieces of gratitude for what you've learned, for the takeaways, for the cultural experiences, for which is part of your identity, and you start breaking them down in little pieces and then bringing it into your vision, and you can say, wow, this is what I learned, this is what I'm gonna use, and I'm gonna let go of the rest, everything will change. And we cannot deny where we come from. We truly cannot deny who we are essentially. And we shouldn't. I also believe that we should also keep our accents. Like when I decided to speak English and I was so terrified that people will not understand me. And I was judged when people said, you said this wrong. There was a mistake. Your grammar sucks. And people had never commented on this publicly, but I got DMs. Messages from my friends, etc. Also about my accent. And I was like, you know what? Screw you. Because I don't even know what accent I have. Is it Austrian? Is it Slavic? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And I think it really depends on my enthusiasm and with who I talk to, which accent actually comes through. But I am fine with that because it's such a part of me, and I'm so proud to speak 5 languages. And probably in every language, including my mother tongue, I have an accent, because you can't just be perfect in everything, and it's no longer my attention either. So the question is for you today. What are your roadblocks that are part of your identity that you need to take apart like a little puzzle, and putting that puzzle together into a new picture that represents who you are today without having to neglect where you come from. And having that nailed. And this is the internal work we need to do. And everybody tries to skip by finding better templates to create content on social media. Everyone tries to bypass by finding even a better script or a better editing format or simply ignoring it, believe me, it won't work. You will experience setback after setback in consistency, in confidence, and mostly in fun. Because honestly, make content creation a lifestyle. You will have fun every single day because you should be obsessed with what you're bringing to the world. And one last word on momentum. I'm embarrassed that I've been acting like an amateur over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, not creating content regularly. But it was because of a new identity shift. It was because I am highly distracted. There is no routine in my life because I was moving continents. I was emigrating and immigrating countries, which becomes so complicated when you're an adult. Like, you're having a company you need to move, you have insurance, you have all kind of things we adults have. It's honestly ridiculous. I don't know who invented this. But then momentum dies. What stays is your vision. And your vision is so long term that nothing in this world will keep you from, and I'm not saying starting over, but continuing to build what you came to build. To make that impact you are here for, to make that money you are here for, to create that extraordinary life you always wanted. Because honestly, whatever happens in between, because life will keep happening, I believe in you 1000% that you can achieve anything you set out for.